让我们一起来祷告。天父，我们带着感恩的心来到你的圣殿中，今天是母亲节，就让我们为每一位母亲献上我们的感谢。主，你赐福每一位母亲，让他们成为合你心意的母亲，也教养他们的孩童走在主你当行的旨意中，到老不偏离。主，我们求主亲自的纪念赐福每一位伟大的母亲，他们在主里面这样的忠心的服侍和摆上，也赐福每一位母亲这样的爱自己的孩子的心。主，我们也继续的求主带领我们的教会走在你的恩典和旨意中，也让每一位母亲在我们的教会里做盐做光，能够为主做美好的见证。我们继续的把教会的施工恭敬仰望交托在恩主的手中，为林圣志传道，他在21号的投票表决，我们求主赐下合一的心，让你的旨意成就。我们也为教会的退休会感谢主，我们已经超过了预定的人数，我们求主使用这次退休会为我们带来一个属灵的复兴，让我们在这次退休会中真切的与你同在，与你同行，更得到圣灵复兴的能力。主，我们也为我们教会各样的事工，明年的新的执事长老的候选人，求主也帮助我们赐下同耳合而为一的心智，让我们在你面前立定心智，向着一个目标，带着一个盼望，能够带动我们的教会为主做美好的见证。求主也赐福今天母亲节的主日，赐福孩子的信息，让你的恩典、能力和智慧都与孩子同在。我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。非常高兴所有的母亲在我们当中，我们一起来说 Happy Mother's Day。
Welcome all the mothers here today. Together we say Happy Mother's Day.
我们感谢每一位母亲养育自己儿女的辛苦。
We remember and we thank every mother for your dedication to raise your child.
曾有学者指出，
And as a scholar has pointed out,
母亲的教育是民族文化和社会文明发展的基石。
A mother's education is the bedrock of society and civilization.
也是一切教育的源头。
And it is the genesis of all education.
母亲对于家庭、社会乃至国家的意义都是非常重大的。
The importance of a mother to a family, to a society, to a country cannot be understated.
最近前韩国总统李明博写了一本书《母亲》。
韩国是南韩对吗？
Yeah, South Korea.
Okay.I just want to verify this. The ex-president of South Korea, he wrote a book entitled Mother.
在中国大陆出版的时候，
And it was published in Chinese.
引起了非常大的反响。
It caused a deep reflection upon its publication.
李明博年少的时候，家境十分的贫寒。
When President Lee Myung-bak, when he was young, he grew up in poverty.
他和母亲一起上市场上去卖鱼。
And he was following his mother to market fish in the market.
对他来说，吃上一碗鸡蛋泡爆米饭都是一个最大的享受。
And to him, rice with an extra egg on it was a treat.
那就在这样的环境中也造就了他。
And he grew up in this trying environment.
他的母亲教导他去帮助比他更穷的人。
And his mother encouraged and challenged him to help those who were not as well off as him.
这成了他一生最重要、最宝贵的品质。
And this became his important character. It built his characteristic in his life.
那正是这些熬炼，使他可以能够以最好的成绩，也以最优秀的能力，当选了学生会主席。
And because of these challenges and the hardship that he has gone through, that he was able to rise up to be the student leader of his university.
李明博在他的书中写道，每天清晨5点钟，他的眼睛就会自动的睁开，这是从小养成的习惯。
And this ex-president Lee, he wrote in the book that At 5 a.m. in the morning, he would automatically open up his eyes. And this is the discipline that his mom has set before him.
因为5点钟, 全家就要开始做晨祷, 这是妈妈定下的家规。
Because this is the rule that his mom has instituted, that at 5 a.m., everyone shall wake up and pray.
李明波说, 有着困乏的眼睛听祷告, 已经成为了他的一个另一个学校。
This is a form of a... He was schooled in this discipline to wake up, rub his eyes, and pray.
也成为了母亲留给他们爱的明证。
And this is the testimony of love and legacy that his mom has left for him.
李明博长大以后成为一个虔诚的基督徒，也成为韩国长老会的长老。
And when President Lee grew up, he became a devout Christian and he became an elder of the Presbyterian Church.
当他成为总统后，继续地保持这样的一个良好的习惯。
And even if he became president, he maintained his spiritual discipline.
2009年，李明博宣布捐献自己的2300万美金的家产， 用于青少年的讲学和福利事业。
And in 2009, he decided to donate his asset, his family asset of $23 million to help youths who were challenged.
他成为世界上第一位捐献个人财产的国家总统。
He became the president who, through his philanthropy and generosity, became the most generous of all presidents.
他表明这是承诺母亲的对母亲教养的一个承诺。
And he established and made this claim that this, he was donating this to fulfill the promise he made to his mother.
母亲是上帝赐给人类最伟大也是最无私的一个角色。
A mother is what God has blessed us as an unselfish role.
也正因为母亲具有这样的一个特质，所以出于母爱的祈祷， 上帝会更加垂听。
And through this love, the prayer of a mother is especially fragrant to our God and our Father in heaven.
今天我们要借着圣经中的一段故事， 一起来分享一位母亲， 她怎样向上帝祈祷， 并蒙了应允。
And today we want to share with you a mother who's in the Old Testament in the Bible, how her earnest prayer has allowed God to keep his promises.
这就是哈拿的祷告，那也让我们看见一位伟大的母亲所应具备的素质。
And this is the prayer of Hannah in the Old Testament. And this is also a testimony of what we can learn from a mother's characteristics.
好，让我们一起来读今天的这样一段经文，我们就中英文一起读。Let
us turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. We'll read it together in English and Chinese.
Together.
As together.
好,请, Hannah 心里愁苦,
she was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly.
许愿说, 万君之耶和华, 你若垂顾婢女的苦情, 眷念不忘婢女, 赐我一个儿子, 我必使他终身归于耶和华。
Verse 11, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look at the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, and I will give to him the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head.
好,继续,
Verse 12,
Hannah,
could you pray before the Lord? Eli observed her mouth.
以利定睛看他的嘴。
以利说, then Eli answered, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him.
撒母耳记上1章到2章10节讲述了一个非常奇特一个有趣的故事，就是撒母耳的出生。
Here in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2, it records the birth of the prophet Samuel.
圣经记载，哈拿不能生育。
And it was recorded that Hannah was barren.
不能生育不是她的错误, 但是她却承受了一个很大的苦楚。
And she was unable to bear a child, but and indeed she then suffered as a result of that.
于是哈拿选择了切切地来向神恳求。
And hence, she poured forth her petition to God.
从哈拿的身上, 我们看到一个伟大母亲所具有的特质。
And from Hannah, we see the characteristics of a great mother.
伟大的母亲是切切祷告的母亲。
A great mother will always pray.
伟大的母亲是一个甘于奉献的母亲。
A great mother is willing to dedicate an offer.
伟大的母亲是献上赞美的母亲。
And a great mother will lead in worship and praise.
圣经记载哈拿内心深处有一个切切的苦楚。
And it was recorded that she had a hardship in her life.
不能生育在当时的文化中
And in that cultural or civilization, a woman who was unable to bear a child is a shame.
哈达没有怨天尤人，而是选择了将一切的忧虑卸给神，选择了带着信心的祈祷。
She did not blame the heavens, but she held on to her faith and prayed earnestly.
那哈拿的 切切地恳求基于他对神的信心。
And she poured out her prayer in faith to God.
这也是我们今天每一位基督徒所应当要学习的功课。
This is a lesson that we can choose to learn as Christians today.
凡事借着祷告祈求交托给神。
That in all things that we should pray and bring our petitions to God.
正如 圣经菲利比书中所说，我请大家跟我一起来读这节经文。
And just as it's written in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7.
好，请。应当义无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，present
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐的出人意外的平安。
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神是一个信实的神,
Our God is a faithful God.
神顾念了哈拿，听了哈拿的祷告, 于是哈拿就怀孕, 生了儿子, 起名叫撒母耳。
God heard Hannah's prayer, and he granted her a son, and she called him Samuel.
哈拿这位母亲的敬虔，不仅表现在她的祷告和信心上，还表现在她的感恩和奉献上。Hannah's
earnestness in prayer wasn't just demonstrated, but also demonstrated in her thanksgiving.
母亲哈拿向神许愿，要把自己的第一个儿子献给耶和华，做拿西尔的奉献。
And she made this vow to God to present her son as a Nazarite.
那什么是拿西尔人呢? 在圣经民数记第六章, 这样的向我们描述。
What is a Nazarite? It is recorded in Numbers chapter 6, what a Nazarite is.
拿西尔, 神规定拿西尔人不准喝酒, 表明了要他们学习抵制
A Nazarite is supposed to abstain from wine, and this is a meaning that they will not encounter the fleshly temptations.
神告诉他们要不挨近死尸, 表明了要求他们远离罪恶。
And they're meant to stay away from dead bodies as a sign that they will maintain their cleanliness.
神让他们不用剃头刀剃自己头发。 表明了要作为归主的一个记号。And
they are allowed to keep their hair long, okay? Not for fashion purposes, but as a visual indication that they belong to God.
我想哈拿献上撒母耳，乃是献上他一生中最宝贵、最好的。And
here, Hannah dedicated Samuel to be a Nazarite, her only son and to give up her precious, her only.
那作为父母对孩子最大的爱不是为他安排一切为他预备上名校。
Well, and as parents, we like to helicopter them and prepare and do everything for them, and even to the extent of grooming them to go to the best university.
更不是留给他万贯的家财。
It is not leaving a wealthy inheritance to them.
而是把他带到神的面前，让孩子认识神，归向神，一生能够为神使用。
But instead, is to bring them to the Lord, to dedicate them to the Lord, so that the Lord can use them for His glory.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有过奉献自己孩子的经历
？Versus, I don't know if you have this experience to dedicate your child.
我们有过儿童奉献礼啊。
We and very often we have a children dedication ceremony. Sometimes, a lot of times on stage.
这就是一个很好的开始。
This is a good beginning.
但是很多的家长到后来就宁愿把孩子送去上名校，当医生，当律师，而不愿意当牧师。
And after the dedication, henceforth, we would then groom our children to be doctors, lawyers, but never pastors.
实际上，去做神的传道人是最蒙福的，最蒙祝福的。
Indeed.It's most blessed, right, to be a pastor.
那在我的儿子还没出生之前，我跟师母，我们就做过这样的决定，要把我们的如果啊，神赐给我们一个儿子，然后兼具我们两个人的优点，我们就把它奉献给神。
怎么办啊？We vowed with my wife and I that if we have a son, we would dedicate him to the Lord because he has both of our qualities.
那神真的这样的成就我们。那我儿子的生日就是感恩节那一天，2006年。
And God was faithful, right? My son was born on Thanksgiving Day, 2006.
我们做了这样的许愿以后，一个星期。我们发现啊，妻子怀孕啊，一个星期哦，很快。
And when we made, after we made this vow and made this prayer in a week's time,
we
were expecting a son.
神为我们预定的预产期就是感恩节的那一天。
And the expected due date was on Thanksgiving Day itself.
那儿子就是这样的来，我们也愿意承受这样的一个应许和委身。也愿意把儿子将来交在神的手中。
And our son arrived, and we dedicate and hold on to the promises, and would like to offer him to God in this way.
那我们看这段经文带给我们的第三个信息。
Let's look at the third message, the third characteristic of a great mother.
伟大的母亲是献上赞美的母亲。
A great mother is a mother who worships and praises.
哈拿感恩赞美神，他歌颂神的伟大全能，更为神的救恩而欢呼雀跃。
And she rejoiced upon her dedication of her son Samuel.
哈拿祷告说：“我心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。”
And it's written here in chapter 2. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies. For I delight in your deliverance.
Hannah 是一个敬虔祷告感恩交托的属灵母亲。
Hannah is a mom who is dedicated in prayer. Who... And also worships the Lord in return.
从这样一段信息中，我们要学习哈拿的榜样。
For what we have spoke of and learned today, we need to follow Hannah's example.
Hannah 心中涌出祷告。
For out of our hearts, we pour out our prayers.
Hannah 手中捧出奉献。
For out of our hands, we lift up our dedication and our offering.
哈拿口中发出赞美。
And for out of our mouths, it wells up praises and our worship.
我们来总结一位伟大母亲的特质，这是哈拿为我们树立的榜样。
And in conclusion, these are the characteristics that Hannah, as a mother, has exemplified for us.
我们学习哈拿，在遇到难处的时候，诚心祈祷，靠着神的能力可以得胜。
Just like Hannah, as we experience hardship, we lift up our prayer to God in earnesty.
我们学习哈拿，在蒙神的赐福的时候，全然的奉献，让神的恩典涌流。
And just like Hannah, when we receive our blessings, we give God the praise and allow His grace to flow through.
我相信我们每一位弟兄姐妹，在你人生的路上都经历过许许多多神的恩典。I
believe, brothers and sisters, we have all experienced God's grace.
正像神赐给哈拿一个儿子一样。In
the same way that God blessed Hannah with a son.
神也成就过你的祷告，赐给过你的工作。 医治过你的疾病, 也许无穷无尽的恩典。
In the same way, God has heard your prayer, maybe given you a job,
鼓励,
healed you of your sickness, and given you much grace.
鼓励弟兄姐妹们, 做一个操练。 当你得到神的恩典的时候, 要做一个感恩的奉献。
Brothers and sisters, encourage you with this discipline that you, when you receive God's blessing, you got to give thanks. Give thanks for His grace. And when you know that your prayer has come to pass,
你就写一张支票,多少不限,
I encourage you to write a check. Doesn't matter the amount, as a proof or a return or offering of His blessing.
这样的操练可以让我们学习做一个感恩的人。
This practice will teach us to be a person of thanksgiving, of a great, be grateful.
这也是大大蒙神悦纳的。
And this pleases God.
还记得我有一次失业的时候，非常的渴望去找到一份工作。
And I remember a time that I lost my job. I looked hard, and eventually I found another job.
找了好久也没有找到的时候。
I wasn't able to find it, and it was a long time before.
我就向神做了一个许愿。
And I asked God and made a vow to God.
我说主啊, 如果你很快地赐给我一个工作, 我就要把我的第一张投, 首生的这个第一张 paycheck 全部地奉献给你。
And I made a vow to God, said, God, if you help me find a job, I would give you my entire first paycheck.
于是神就喜悦我这样的祷告。 也帮助我很快成就找到了工作。
And God perhaps delighted in my prayer and gave me a job pretty soon after.
我也愿意去承受像神这样的一个许诺，去做这样的奉献。
And I fulfilled my part of the vow and claimed it unto God for God's glory.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹们，这样的操练一点一点的会提升我们感恩的品德。
And brothers and sisters, this little discipline, they add up into our spiritual life.
很多的时候，我们向神求，求完了，我们嘴里说一句感谢赞美主，于是就把神忘在了一边。
And a lot of times when our prayers fulfilled, we might just say a word of thanks, and then we walk away.
所以通过这样的操练，能够建立我们与神更亲密的关系。
And to get this discipline of being grateful, of giving thanks, builds our faith in Christ.
第三，我们要看学习哈拿，在敬拜时仰望基督，凭神的应许而喜乐。And
just like Hannah, when we worship and praise, we look upon Jesus, right? Because this pleases God.
好，这就是今天带给大家的信息。This
is the message that I want to deliver to you on Mother's Day.
那下面我要邀请所有的母亲。 所有的小朋友们，我们一起来唱一首回应诗歌。And
I want to invite the mothers and also the children, okay? Let us sing a thanksgiving song to mom.
啊，这是一首中文的歌曲啊。那小朋友们，你们要认真的学习，妈妈学会了要回家唱给妈妈听。
This is the classical Mother's Day song in Chinese.
好，我们就一起来学唱这首歌曲。特别鼓励小朋友们要认真的学，回家唱给妈妈听。
And if you can sing the song together, we learn this, sing it at home to Mama.
好，请。
世上自有妈妈好，有妈的孩子向快跑，投进妈妈的怀抱，幸福像布条。世上自有妈妈好，美妈的孩子更好，离开妈妈的怀抱，幸福哪里找？
再来一遍。
世上自有妈妈好，有妈的孩子向外跑，投进妈妈的怀抱，幸福像鸟。世上自有妈妈好，美妈的孩子像更吵，离开妈妈的怀抱，幸福哪里找？
怎么样，学会没有小朋友们？Yeah. 好，我们大家一起起立，一起起立，我们再来唱啊！这是小朋友们，你们要大点声。好，我们再唱一遍这首诗歌，然后我们来祷告。好，大家一同起立。
Let us rise.
好，来。
世上自有妈妈好，有妈的孩子。世上自有妈妈好，美妈的孩子像根草，离开妈妈的怀抱，幸福哪里找？
好，现在我们请所有的妈妈们，你们坐下，让你的孩子
to take a seat.
Yeah.让你的孩子和你的丈夫按手在你的身上，我们一起来为妈妈祷告。
And children and fathers, if you can surround mother, put your arm on her.
对、
okay?
我们
We are going to pray.
请父亲和孩子们你们走到一起、啊、family 要在一起、
family, let's huddle together with our family. Put your arms on mom. Let's get ready.And as we will pray.
好，我们请孩子和丈夫，你们按手在妈妈的身上，为妈妈祷告，也纪念妈妈这么多年抚养孩子的辛苦，在家庭中所做出的巨大的贡献。好，我们就一起来开口来为他们祷告。
Let us pray.
请天父，我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's close our message today in prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come and we give you thanks.
你是垂听你儿女祷告的主。
For you are Father who listens to your children's prayer.
因为你是那样的爱我们。
Because you love us.
今天是母亲节。
And today is Mother's Day.
特别求你眷顾普天下将爱你的母亲们。
May you bless all the mothers of this earth.
你当初如何垂听了母亲哈拿的恳切祷告
？In the same way that you have heard Hannah's prayer as a mother.
今天也求你垂听每一位母亲在你面前的祈祷。
Today, listen to every mom's prayer this place.
出自心里和诚实的交托信靠。
And we put us, every one of us put our faith in you.
主啊, 你借着哈拿母亲的祷告,
that according to Hannah's prayer,
让我们再一次的领略到你的爱是何等的伟大。
And let us experience how great is your love.
你再一次的提醒我们, 一人的祷告是有何等大的功效。
And you remind us that the prayer of a faithful is so powerful and mighty.
就让我们做一个能够勇于祷告的母亲。
Allow us to be a mother of prayer.
为我们的孩子, 为了我们的家庭,
to pray for our children, to pray for our family. That will forever dwell in your will.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.